Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Good morning. This is Pastor Vince, and I want to welcome you to lesson number 15 in the Creative Bible Study Method course. And this is going to be lesson number 15, which is chapter number 15 in your book. As far as the objectives go for this particular lesson, first off, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to identify key Bible words for study. You'll be able to explain how to do a Bible word study, and you're going to actually do a Bible word study. Our key verse is found in Matthew 5:18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now, as an introduction, you have learned how to study the Bible by books, chapters, paragraphs, and verses. In this lesson, you're going to learn how to study the smallest unit of the Bible, which is a single word. An example of a word study method is presented, and you're going to be given an opportunity to do such a study in the four further study section in your book. So the method as defined is the word study is the study of individual words in the Bible. The goal of the word study is to understand a word in its context. Each detail of the inspired word is so important that Jesus said, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot nor one tittle in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled." And again, that was Matthew 5:18. Jots and tittles were Hebrew letters. If even these were emphasized by Jesus, then we know that every word of God is important. The meaning of individual words affects the meaning of verses. Verses explain paragraphs, and paragraphs help you to understand chapters, and chapters provide the knowledge of an entire book. The following diagram in your book illustrates Bible structure from a general book to a specific verse. So, step one, you're going to select a word. During the studies of chapters, paragraphs, and verses, we introduce the key concept of keywords. A keyword is one that is basic to the meaning of a verse. It's important. It's an important word, and sometimes it is a word that is repeated for special emphasis or a word that is difficult to understand. Now, care must be taken in selecting a word to study. For example, words such as to and if are not keywords. They are connective words and add meaning, but they are not good words to use for word study. So be sure that the word you select for study is a keyword. Step two, study the word within its context. Study the word within the context of the chapter. If the word repeated elsewhere is in the chapter. If so, what is revealed about its meaning? If there's another verse in the chapter that explains the meaning of the word. Next, study the word within the context of the paragraph. What is the subject of the paragraph? How does this keyword relate to the subject? Then study the word within the context of the verse. How does it relate to the verse? What part of speech is the word? Is it a noun, pronoun, verb, adverb, or adjective? If you select a word to study and have not previously analyzed the context in which it appears, you must always take time to do this. Chapters, paragraphs, verses, and words all fit together to provide complete understanding of God's Word. It's important that a word or verse is not taken out of context because you might interpret it incorrectly. Step number three, determine the meaning of the word. Now, after selecting the word and studying its context, the next step is to determine the meaning of the word. So watch for words which are different but have the same meaning. For example, kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. Watch for words which are the same but have different meanings. For example, in John 21:15-17, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Lovest thou me more than these?" And each time the meaning of the word love was different. Unless you know Greek or Hebrew and have a Bible in these languages, you will not be able to determine the original meaning of the word without additional study tools. The two basic study helps you need are a concordance and a Bible word study book. Chapter 5 of this manual explains how to use both of these Bible study tools. So, If you do not have a concordance or a word study book, you could still study a Bible word, even though you may not be able to trace the original meaning. If you do not have a concordance or Bible word study book, then you might want to follow the steps here. So, if you don't have one, if your Bible has a center margin which lists additional references for study, look up all the verses listed. They may expand your understanding of the word, and sometimes the center margin actually gives the meaning of the word. Number two, check in the back of your Bible. Some Bibles have a small concordance which lists some of the most important words, and some Bibles have a dictionary in the back which provides definitions. Number three, look up the word in a modern language dictionary. This will provide knowledge of the current meaning of the word, even though the way it was used in the Bible days may have been somewhat different. And number four, study other uses of the word in the chapter or book. This will also help determine the meaning of the word. Now, if you do not have a concordance or a Bible word study book, then you can follow these steps. So if your Bible has a center margin which gives additional references, the word meanings, see if the word you are studying is listed. Point one, in the preceding section, explains how to use the center margin of your Bible. Number two, look up the word in the Bible concordance. Words are listed in the concordance in an alphabetical order. If the word is used several places in the Bible, you will find a list of verses which contain the word. Study these verses to help you understand the meaning. Find the word as it is used in the verse you are studying, and note the number given at the end of the concordance listing, and look up the number in the back of the concordance. If you're studying from a verse in the Old Testament, you will look up the number in the Hebrew dictionary, and if you're studying the word from the New Testament, you will look up the word in the Greek dictionary. And chapter 5 explains how to do this. Now, when you find the word number, it will also give you the original meaning of the word in Greek or Hebrew. It may also refer you to another number in the dictionary. This means the word you're studying came from another word. To trace your word back to the original meaning, you'll have to look up this other word also. Number three, look up the word in the Bible word study book. Words are listed in alphabetical order in the word study book. If your word is used elsewhere in the Bible, you will find several listings. While you want to study there also, be sure to pay special attention to the verse from which you have selected your word. Your purpose is to determine what this word means within the context of the particular verse. Next, you want to look up the word in a regular dictionary. This will tell you how the word is currently used in modern language. It may be similar in its use in the Bible, or it may have quite a different meaning. So the difference between the use of the words in modern language and in the Bible results from two things. First, the meanings of the words change throughout time. New meanings are attached to the old words, and sometimes the original meanings are forgotten. Second, the Bible was written in Greek and Hebrew, and the same word has different meanings in different languages. The word meant one thing in Greek or Hebrew, but it may be different in another language. Step number four, summarize your study. So during the first three steps of the word study, make notes on what you learn about the word, write down the meanings of the word from the Bible margin, concordance, word study book, and modern dictionary. Record notes on its use in other Bible passages. And when you complete your study, use what you've learned about charts and outlines to summarize your word study notes. And remember to record somewhere on your chart or outline the book, chapter, verse number, and the word you're studying. Here's an example of the method. So step one, you want to select the word. In the previous lessons, we used Jude chapter 1 to demonstrate the methods of chapter, paragraph, and verse studies. From our study in Jude 1, we have selected the word lasciviousness in verse 4. This word is a key word because it describes false teachers, which is the subject of this chapter. It is also a key word because it is a word that is difficult to understand. Step number two, study the word within its context. In previous lessons, you've completed a chapter and paragraph study of the book of Jude. This means you've already studied the word lasciviousness within these contexts. You've learned that the subject of Jude 1 is a warning against false teachers. Verse 4, in which the word lasciviousness is used, is one of the paragraphs of Jude 1, and it refers to lessons, chapter, and paragraph studies to study this word within its context. In the last chapter, we explain how to do a verse study. Now, you've not yet done a verse study on Jude 1:4, where the word lasciviousness appears. So stop now and do a verse study on Jude 1:4 before you continue this lesson on word studies. Now, in your verse study, you should have identified the word lasciviousness as an adjective because it is a descriptive word that describes false teachers. False teachers turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, step 3, determine the meaning of the word. The Bible we are using for the study of the word lasciviousness is Jude 1:4. It had a center margin, and the center margin referred to Titus 2:11 and Hebrews 12:15. So, you can look in your book and see the concordance listing for the word lasciviousness as found in the particular Bible that was used here. Now, all the verses where the word is used were looked up and studied. The number 766 appears at the end of the listing for Jude 1:4. This is the same number at the end of the other listings. This means that the word lasciviousness has the same meaning in all the texts listed. Since lasciviousness is a word in the New Testament, we use the Greek dictionary in the back of the concordance to look up the number 766. And if you look here, you'll see the listing from the Greek dictionary, which explains that. Number 3, a Bible word study was then used following the listing for lasciviousness. And you can see that here in your book. So we studied this entire listing with special attention to the word Jude used in Jude 1:4. Number 4, a regular dictionary gave the modern meaning for the word lasciviousness, which means lewd, lustful, exciting, sensual emotions. Step number 3, summarize your study. So during the previous steps, we made notes as we studied the word lasciviousness. In step 1, we wrote down the word selected for study. In step 2, we already had a chapter and paragraph studies from the previous lessons. These became part of our word study, and you were asked to do the verse study on Jude 1:4. All the information from the studies became part of the word study notes. In step 3, as we studied the Bible margin, concordance, and word study book, current dictionary, and other references containing the word, we took notes on what we were learning about the word lasciviousness. We collected quite a bit of information about this word. The final step in our study is to summarize this material in chart and or outline form, as we learned in previous lessons. This is the best way to save studies in an organized way, and it also helps you to be able to share what you learn with others. The following pages represents the summary of the word, a study on the word lasciviousness. So you want to use these examples of how to summarize your own word studies through charts, outlines, even pictures or diagrams. As with each previous method discussed, we want to remind you the importance of applying what you learn through word study. Bible study is not a quest for knowledge in itself. You must be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. You do this through applying the truth of God's word. So we can see here in your book that we have Jude, it's chapter 1, verse 4, the word is lasciviousness. Other words which have the same meaning, we find wantonness. We see that it's a part of speech. Lasciviousness is an adjective. And in Jude 1:4, it is used to describe a characteristic of false teachers. So you can look here in your book and you can see all the references to those words in Vines and other book studies. And finally, we have lasciviousness expanded studies. Word studies can lead to additional expanded studies of God's word. From the study of the word lasciviousness, the following additional studies could be made. 1, study the word in Mark 7:22, where it is listed as a sin which comes from within. What other sins come from within? So you might want to think about that. What other sins also come from within? Number 2, study 2 Corinthians 12:21. What other sins besides lasciviousness did Paul identify in the Corinthian church? Number 3, look up the word wantonness in the concordance. This word means the same as lasciviousness. Are there other Bible uses of the word wantonness? Number 4, Galatians 5:19. What are other words of the flesh besides lasciviousness? Number five, study Ephesians 4. Study verses 17 through 19 and prepare a chart contrasting unbelievers and believers. List the characteristics of unbelievers given in verse 17 through 19, and these include lasciviousness. And list the characteristics of believers, which are in verse 20 through 24. Study 1 Peter 4:3. What were some of the other sins besides lasciviousness in which we walked in times past? Number seven, study Romans 13:13. In addition to wantonness, which means lasciviousness, what other sins in which a believer should not engage? And then finally, number eight, study the grace of God, which false teachers have turned into lasciviousness. For example, Titus 2:11 says, the grace of God has appeared to all men. Hebrews 12:15 indicates that we can fail of the grace of God. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.